All right, so this woman, her son's name, Michael Bray. He's 18 years old. He was caught on camera allegedly robbing a disabled 85-year-old veteran, pointing a gun at his chest, and several other suspects ransacked his house and made off with rifles, a handgun, several thousand rounds of ammunition. Well, the mom was watching a local TV. She saw it and made the call. She's like, you know what? I'm sorry. It's right. He violated somebody else's sense of privacy, security. What he did was wrong. So she called and turned him in. We want to know, what would you do? I tell you right now, I got a 17-year-old. TJ's ass would be in jail.
How old was the
18
young
years
man?
Old.
He was 18.
18. You 17, 18. Wow. You know damn well you're doing something. I got to turn him in. I don't want, I mean, I'm sad. But you do something like that?
I mean,
but
no, did she talk to him about it first? Or?
Talk to him about it first? You mean before he did it?
Did she talk to his dad about it? I mean, did they have a family conference?
Well, you said they sat down and talked about it and he confessed, right?
Yeah, she made him confess. And then she marched. What do you mean? No, I don't know. I don't know. So obviously you're saying if it was you, your boys, your friends, your family member, you'd be like, all right, man, what you did was wrong. Don't do it again.
No.
Sound like it.
I understand.
Sound like it.
I truly understand her position.
Rockin' Robbie says, I turned my kid in to that's what he she gets for not wearing that mask. What? I didn't even start reading her.
Wait.
What in the hell?
You ain't learned that from me. I taught you better.
What? All right, Rustboro Morning Show, hello.
Yes.
Hi, what would you do?
My mind would say not turn him in, but in my heart, I would have to because, I mean, it's wrong, and I would hate for somebody to do that to me, so therefore, he'd have to go. I'm sorry.
Yeah. And guess what? You let him do it one time, guess what he gonna do next time? Mommy, don't tell.
But you said 85-year-old disabled veteran.
Disabled veteran. It's him and his, you know she probably knew them other kids too, or there you go with little Johnny Badass and whoever else. Yeah, she had to turn him in. Rest of our morning show, hello.
Hi, yes, I would definitely turn them in. You have to instill some type of responsibility into your children.
Now, you got kids?
Yeah, I have a 16-year-old.
Yeah.
And he's a 3.5 GPA and a great football player, yes.
There you go.
I would turn him in.
Yeah. Oh,
wow. Now, there's someone. You have a record, and that could jeopardize all of that.
There's someone out there who wanted
to tell the truth.
That it could have been handled differently. I want to hear from you.
Oh, you want to hear from them, or you want to just say yourself?
I just want to, you know, how would you have handled the situation?
Rest of our morning show, hello.
Hey, how's it going this morning?
Hey, it's good. Would you have turned your son, your child, or friend, or whoever in?
I grew up in a strict situation where it's no snitching, so, yeah, we might have to talk about it. Might have to get the guns from him, but I couldn't have got that kid. You know, my son's record messed up behind that.
Oh, wow. K-Boy Forever 69 says, I'd whoop his ass on tape and then turn his dumb ass in.
Wow.
On tape?
But Brittany, she made a great point. I mean, his future.
Yeah.
Definitely.
What his future's if he's robbing 85-year-old vets, his future's already screwed. If he thinks he can go do that, then he's already got.
I mean, maybe he was high on drugs. It could have been the first time somebody gave him some drugs. I mean,
maybe he just made one bad mistake.
All right,
influenced by others.
Rest of our morning show. Hello.
Good morning. Yeah.
What would you do?
I would have to turn him in because at the end of the day, he knows right from wrong. At the end of the day, we got too much to lose. So, you're going to go, you're going to take up responsibility for what you did, and please believe me, I will get him a lawyer, take care of his butt at the end of the day, but you in trouble. Your face is on the TV.
Okay. Thank you, C-Soup. Most people are disagreeing with you.
Well, because on the flip side, someone else will turn him in if you don't. So.
That's right. That's right.
Yeah.
Sweet Tyra says, I would probably turn him in and probably get arrested myself for beating his ass the whole way down there. Ike Magnifico says, I'm turning him in twice and whooping his ass while I wait for the cops. Bitch, I'm awesome. That's your Twitter name.
Wow.
She says, call me a snitch, but my child will be in jail. Wrong.
But she will get the reward money, so exactly. That you can use that for his lawyer.
Wait, she's a mom and that's her Twitter name?
I know, right? Oh. Rest of our morning show, hello.
Hey.
What would you do?
Okay, I would turn him in because, one, he's 80 freaking five. What can he do?
Right.
That's what I would do.
Oh. No, the person attacked
are you talking about
was
the person,
85.
Are you not... Well, I don't understand.
No, not the 85-year-old. I'm talking about her son.
Yeah.
I don't have an older son, but I have a son who he's five now. But I mean, I can imagine. I can't imagine it, but I wouldn't want to imagine him doing something like that when he gets older. So I would turn him in.
Yeah, this man is 85 years old. Plus, he's a war vet. Oh, that's just evil.
It was a bad situation. Yeah.
But you wouldn't turn him. Oh, good.
I never said that.
No, I can commit a crime and soup won't do nothing.
I understand both
that's
sides.
Good to know. You better
let's tweet about it. That part's show.
Don't ever tell on me. I know.